Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to, man, a very special episode. Maybe the most special episode.
The most important episode in Game Rage history. All Gas, No Trash Game Rage history.
Yeah, it really is the most important episode in All Gas, No Trash and Game Rage history. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, and before we get into why this is the most important and most specialist, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, of course, where we don't curse for the first minute.
I actually came prepared with a fun fact.
Oh, a fun fact, eh?
Yes. So I don't really know much about Norway, so I figured we can do a fun fact drop on Norway with every Sofio episode that we do.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
And I didn't know this, but in Norway, there's this place called the Svalbard Global Seed Vault. Mm-hmm. Global Seed Vault, and it has like every seed that's ever been known to man, and it's stored in this facility where, in the case of disasters or some crazy shit happens, every seed exists so we can, you know, potentially plant any plant or any tree that we need to rebuild society.
Yeah, when we eventually nuke ourselves to death.
Yeah, right.
Norway.
Yeah.
Sofio will be able to save the world.
Imagine having that kind of foresight. An entire country's like, you know what? We may be fucked in the future. We need to make every copy of every seed possible so that we can rebuild society and have enough food or try to recreate the world. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And in case you didn't, you know, figure out by now, this is going to be a new song, an unreleased song. We've been given early access to the newest single that will be coming out on June the 13th from Sofio. It's called Click Click Clack. And man, I am so fucking excited to listen to this song.
Yeah, I mean, you messaged me on Discord at like 5 a.m. You're like, hey, guess what? And then it wasn't until well after the fact that you...
I kind of blueballed you for like 9 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah.
What is it, man?
And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. By the way, this is,
yeah.
Sofio, good, eternal good buddy, Sofio.
Even titled it Good Buddies.
Yes, she even did. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm gonna do a rant for a minute before we listen to the song. I want to go on a little rant. So starting at 3 minutes, you can just put Josh's rant, okay? In an industry that is just riddled with fucking treachery, backstabbery, fakeness, and just bullshit, I don't know what exactly this is between like us, like, but whatever it is the most realest fucking shit out there. And maybe it's not that I don't know what this is, because I do. I do. When I say eternal good buddy, I do fucking mean that, right?
Yeah.
We did an episode talking about her.
True.
She found it. Well, she found the first one. Like when we after we did it, she found it.
Yeah.
Naturally, it's not like we tagged her and sent it to her. No, it was none of that. She found it. She genuinely enjoyed what we did.
Yeah.
And then had the decency to repost it to her followers and say, man, these guys are awesome. And then also like to tag us in it to say like, hey, I heard you guys talking about me. Like, thank you. And then we did another episode. And same thing. And now I think she's like a listener. I think she actually like enjoys what we do. And what's awesome is like we enjoy what she does as well.
Yeah.
So this interaction between us, this is like as real as it fucking gets, man. This is the type of shit of why we do this.
Yeah.
Is to have these real interactions with people. And yeah, Sophie O is an artist, but you know, we're interacting with Sophie the person, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just cool to know that there's people. Well, I mean, she's the only one so far that we've met that's like this. That's cool. And is, you know, participating in this real interaction or whatever you want to call it. And I just have to say, I mean, I told her, you know, in the email response that, like, hey, we are forever grateful to be given, like, the honor of being able to talk about this before anybody else. And, you know, it's like I said, this shit is just real, man. It is just a real thing. And I thought about, like, writing out my thoughts to kind of make a coherent statement with this. However, I realized that would just undermine everything that I'm saying. So I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to say it from the heart and wing it, which is why I just talked for the last fucking 3 minutes and it sounded disjointed and I sounded probably like an idiot. But the sentiment is real. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So anyways, you got anything else to add?
I do. Okay. This is going to be a correction and retraction on my part because I mentioned previously that I didn't know if there was other members from Fie, the band that she was part of previously. I still don't know how to pronounce that band name, but it's F-I-E-H. If you know that band, you know Sophie O. So there is one person that has transitioned over into her solo project, and that's the drummer Ola Overby. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but that's one person that transitioned over from her previous project, and I just wanted to make that known. Also, she played at a festival recently, Nat Jazz Festival, that I saw clips of, and I didn't get like whole snippets of songs. I could just only see what I saw on her stories or whatever. But man, there was one song that had like an entire like choir. I'm like, man, I'm hoping this track that we're going to listen to is the one that I heard on her stories, or it's one of the ones that we heard on her stories. So I'm pretty excited. I appreciate that she was not only that she went out of her way to find our podcast, but to willingly give her latest track, man. That means the world to me, because I feel like we've been grinding for like a year and a half and with some mixed reception with artists. And this was somebody that's like, we didn't do any additional work. This is somebody that went out of their way to come out and reach out to us and share their music with us. And I appreciate it. So like, I can't wait to talk about this track.
Yeah, me too. You know what I thought you were going to say when you were issuing a retraction or whatever?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I would like to retract what I just said about the seed bank, that it's not actually in Norway. I thought you were not going to be completely wrong.
No.
That would have been funny. But anyways, all right. So fuck it. Let's get down into it. Now, you cannot fire up your Google machine. You cannot go to Ask Jeeves. You can't ask Siri or fucking ChatGPT or anyone to pull this song up because it's not out there yet. Because you're not cool like us, all right? But come June 13th, you'll be able to go ahead and listen to it.
With the other plebeians.
Yeah, with the other peasants.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. But for us royalties, us royals, we get to listen to it now. So we're going to listen to it. Here we go. Now, if you want to go back on June 13th and re-listen to this episode, then yeah, fire up your Google machine or whatever and pull up Click, Click, Clack, the newest track by Sophie O. And take a listen. Here we go. All right, that was world exclusive Click, Click, Clack by Sophie O. Banger.
Yeah.
God damn, man.
That was a fucking amazing track.
That was, dude. That was like it was such a fun song. All right. Okay, now. Hear me out, all right? I got two things on this one, okay?
Yeah.
So Your fun fact thing got me like my brain like already scrambling for like things that Norway is like, you know, famous for or whatever.
We need to make a seed vault for Sophie's music. I don't know what you're going to say.
No. What I was going to say is that, okay, in addition to that, what we should do is on the next Voyager satellite we send out, instead of playing some bullshit classical music, we should put Sophie O's music on satellite so the aliens could hear it.
All yeah. Right?
Okay, but what I was thinking was like, okay, there's two movies here, all right? One, and I was trying to fucking think about what Norway is famous for, and so or what they've, I don't know, otherwise done other than the seed bank. And so one of the things is Norway, I remember, is credited, I believe, with inventing skiing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this track is, like, the montage of them, like, in, like, 4,000 years ago, like, trying to figure out how to do skiing. Yeah. Like, they're, like, making the things out of wood, the skis out of wood.
Yeah.
And, like, they start off with just one, and then they're like, oh, no, it doesn't work, and they crash. And then, like, oh, they get two, and they're like, hey, all right, but wait, we can't steer. And then they get they find sticks, and they use them as, like, the poles or whatever to get, like, speed.
Yeah.
And then the second one, all right, hockey. All right. Not that Norway's like invented hockey or anything, but I mean, Norway is down for hockey, right? They're one of those countries that does it. So it's like this Norwegian like hockey, like whatever their version of the NHL is.
Uh-huh.
It's that. And it's this dude. He's like an older guy and he is like kind of coming on the end of his career. And he's been a shitbag like his whole career. Like he fucking plays so dirty. Like, his whole career has just been low blowing dudes and like just fucking punching referees and like just getting crazy. Right. And so it's coming to like the end of his career and he's trying to like stay relevant. And so he tries to take on this like persona of like a good guy. Like he tries to turn face. All right. And it fails miserably. And everybody gets mad at him and just wants him to bring back. And so he eventually in the end does turn face by doing all the bad guy things he used to do.
Yeah.
And it's this song is like the montage, the click, click, clack of him pounding dudes into the board. Like it's like click, click, clack, bam, bam. And then like the skates clacking and the fucking puck and the stick and shit. And then it's just him just like fucking slicing dudes with the skates, like just being an asshole. And I think that would be fucking awesome. But as far as the song goes, her vocals are just fucking great, man.
Yeah. And I will say there was something else I forgot to add within the whatever segment we were adding fun info about Sophie O. Shit, I already forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. Whatever. We'll continue with what you're saying.
Anyways, her click, click, click. Like, man, that shit is fucking so good. It's like everything is just perfectly arranged. Like that's, and I don't know what her process is. And I want to say this too. All right. And this is to so like an appeal to Sophie, right? Like Millennial Frog has been getting a lot of views in India. And he's been getting a lot of views now recently in the past few weeks in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Comfy Tunes for the End Times is getting play in both sides of the conflict. Now, I believe that with my unhinged charisma and her unfucking believable talent, I think that Millennial Frog and Sophie O can stop the war in India and Pakistan, dude. Yeah. Like, I believe we can do it together. Like, we can fucking bring peace to India and Pakistan, and they're not even gonna go back to having that like dance off that they do on the border. They're gonna like just sit down, shake hands, and fucking listen to Sophie O and just smoke fucking weed all day.
Yeah.
And just be chill.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, check out this Norwegian artist that has a sitar in her band.
Yeah.
And her tunes are so soothing that any animosity that I had I have towards my my neighboring country.
Right.
And it's all gone.
They might not give Sophie O a chance off the gate, but I'm already a basically celebrity there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think with my name value in India and Pakistan,
that's not a joke either.
I'm serious.
That's real. Cause,
Apple Music and like Spotify, they tell you where shit gets played. Like Millennial Frog, Comfy Tunes for the End Times, and even other, you know, albums that I've done, they have a lot of play in India. And now it's, I don't know why the last like 3 weeks I've been getting the alerts every week. And it's been like Jakarta, Pakistan, and like, or I don't know where the fucking, I'm just making that up, but like,
yeah,
where
yeah, yeah.
fucking places in Pakistan, and I look it up and I'm like, where the fuck is this? And it's like a radio play, and I'm like, there's a radio station in fucking Pakistan? Like, what the fuck is going on? And they're playing my shit? I don't even understand how or why, but I'll take it. They apparently love me over there.
So, I did recall what I was gonna mention was, on Sophie, or rather Fie's profile on Spotify, so the previous project that she was involved with, FIEH, she was in a compilation album for this record label called Blue Note, and they're infamous for anything related to jazz, right? Like that is the upper echelon of music. Like, everybody respects that specific record label. And Sophie O happened to be part of it in her previous project. And who the fuck knows if that's going to end up happening with this project, because it's just as good, if not better. And yeah, this song is fucking amazing. The drummer, Ola Overby, he killed it. I mean, that, I don't know how you could keep up with that fucking, like, that tight beat, man.
Man, it was tight. Yeah,
it was tight. Everything was in the pocket, man. Yeah. And then Sophie O with her grooving bass lines, man. She's like Norwegian Thundercat, dude.
Yeah, man.
And also, like, her raspy, like, soothing vocals, man, super fucking good. And then you have that ongoing thread with the sitar, the electric sitar, that's been in all three singles. I think it's gonna be something that's consistent throughout the project, or so it seems. But that thing is so fucking rad. Like, I love hearing that, and yeah, it's so unique to this specific project. It's like the distinguishing factor between what she was doing previously to what she's doing now. And it's a groovy track. I say it's a fucking 10 out of 10 Tony Khans. Nobody's going to understand that besides the wrestling fans. But basically, for any booker that's out there, for any promoter, book it, man. Dude, Tony Khan, 10 out of 10 Tony Khans, book it.
I think that Tony Khan will book this. I think Tony Khan is going to fucking end up calling up Sophie O and getting her to come fucking make entrance music for AEW. But seriously, dude, every time she makes a song, it's like she finds all the pieces of Exodia and automatically wins the duel at the end of the, like, just immediately.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, we have a lot of nerds that listen. So, like, I made a Yu-Gi-Oh reference.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Yu-Gi-Mans,
yeah.
They'll get it. They'll understand that. I don't know if they have Yu-Gi-Mans in Norway, but
I don't know.
Maybe they do. I don't know. If you play Yu-Gi-Oh in Norway, holler at us. Let us know. But yeah, man, this was a certified fucking 5 out of 5 pieces of Exodia.
And I will know. I don't give a fuck how close you are to your family. We will be the ones that will carry your boat when it comes to the Viking funeral.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, so Sophie O will whenever I hope I die before Sophie O does, because I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah.
But if that does happen, we will carry the boat and we will give you full fucking Viking funeral.
Yeah, so you can achieve you can
reach Valhalla.
Yeah, musical Valhalla, yeah. And be amongst the gods, which Sophie O is.
Shit, she already is. Yeah. I mean, Jesus, man. Yeah. Like, that's,
anyways, it's Jover.
It's Jover.
Thanks for tuning in.
And, you know, check out Sophie O's newest track coming out June the 13th. Click, click, clack. You better clickety clack your ass over to the internet on June 13th. And you better download this song. You better like, you better comment, you better subscribe, you better follow her. You better, internet stalker. I don't know. Do all the things that'll help her. Because, dude, this shit needs to get out.
Yeah, and also send us that track with the choir that you did at Nat Jazz Festival. I would really love to hear that track in a recorded format. But anyways, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And if you don't like it, if you disagree with us, well, go fuck yourself, because we don't like you.